just going to do a little bit on incarnation now. So I always think it's quite fun to learn a Greek word. I'm sure you all agree that's what you wake up in the morning and think, oh, I'd like to learn a Greek word. So here we are. Hippokrates is, hippo means under and krino means judge. And it was a word for ancient Greek actors on the stage, literally performing or judging under a mask. They would put on a mask and they would perform. And that was the term that people used in Roman Greek culture for, they used this word hippokrites for that. And Paul takes that word into his writings in the New Testament and he says, rid yourself of all hypocrisy, of all hypocrite, of all putting on a mask and judging or being different and performing underneath that. And from that we get our understanding of the word hypocrisy, which is where you present one appearance or perform, but inside you're the different. And I think what we're passionate about here, it's not about not who we're not or what we're not doing or where we're not going very well. It's about who we are and where we are going and where the kingdom's coming. And so the greatest trumping of hypocrisy, which we all hate, don't we, is incarnation. So incarnation is about being whole and full and complete wherever you are, presenting the same you because you're just being you wherever you are. It's not a license for sin, i.e. being lazy or greedy, or I'm just in a grump so I'm going to treat people badly, because that's not who we are. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And when he said the word truth, he meant it's also reality. So reality and authenticity and truth is him. So the only way to be truly authentic is to be in him. Does that make sense? There's no license to sin. Sin is falling short of God's design for us. There's never a license for that. He died for us not to have to live like that anymore in that inauthentic way. So we step up into being authentically and truly and really who we are. And there's a second level of incarnation, which I want to share today, which is it's a body thing. So Jesus is the head of a body. We personally feel passionately called to incarnational living. We feel we are designed to be in a goldfish bowl. We want to see people to see us at our best, at our worst. We love this community and we just love living here. And we feel so loved and so blessed and so humbled by our friends in this community. And we want to just be known. We don't want to commute in and out of that. We want to be completely known at our, as I said, the best and worst. But it's not enough to know one person who is incarnating Christ or seeking to do that. It is about meeting a body. And in that body, the arm, the eye, the leg, the heart, the lungs, the things you see, the things you don't see, the things that are more vulnerable and discreet and the things that are more overt, all work together to reveal Christ in that community. And that's what we're passionate about, is incarnational community. And I want to give one little example of this, which we've been blown away by this week, which is the support for our wonderful friends in this community, the Sobel family. We have seen the body of Christ at work, both believers here, believers across the city, and friends in their other communities, their work and their school communities, all working together to bring about the support that's needed in really distinct ways. So we've had one little lovely story that Katie would be happy for us to share, is that Fee and Katie are good friends for many years. They're in life group together. And so Fee filmed, got the story onto Points West at 7:30 on the day they have to present themselves as homeless. Another thing I want to say is so many people have offered places to stay, but to get onto the ladder for social housing, you have to present yourself as homeless. You can't actually be even sofa surfing somewhere else. So they presented themselves as that. On the day, Fee filmed it. Another friend of ours who goes to Woody saw it and offered storage. She didn't know anything about it. She offered storage on the day. We had Pete, Svan and Simon. You helped move to the storage on the day, didn't you? And then other people have then met their mobilizing meals, which we're going to talk about, that started the day after. And I could go on and on and on. And then Marvin was interviewed as someone who wants to bring change to the systemic issue of injustice there. So you see that every single person is working according to their design, and not one single person can recreate incarnation, but it's the whole body working together can reveal what Jesus is like. So this is about incarnation. Christmas, we celebrate that God decided to show us what he was really like, and he showed us Jesus. And if you ever want to know that, some of you may not have met him yet, and we all want to know him more, read what Jesus is like in the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they show us what God's like. And what his design is yes, we're all to be incarnational individually, but the fullness of that design is community under the head of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to pray that for us and for the body across the city, that we grasp and excited are and step into our indispensable role in the great adventure. What we bring to the table, no one else can bring. And that's how we trump hypocrisy. Jesus, thank you that you never designed us to have to put on a mask or perform or fall short of your glory. That's just not your design. That is not what you're into, and it's not what you ever set up. That system, that religious system of performance, is nothing to do with who you are. You are into authenticity and reality. Jesus, you are fully whole, fully human, fully divine, and you showed us exactly the new normal for humanity. And Lord, we come under your headship again today. We say we want to be, and we love being incarnational. We love it. We love the privilege of incarnational living. We love being in a goldfish bowl. We love being seen for who we are, warts and all, as Cromwell famously said to his portrait painter. Just paint me warts and all. We love that authenticity here. And we hate the masks and so on. They just fall short. They're just not full or life-giving. And so I praise you that we are moving into that as a body, and I pray we can continue to come into that place where we are connected with the head as a body and under that direction of Jesus Christ, and we can be incarnational. And I particularly bless these just beautiful families and Danielle as well in the Bourneville estate. I just bless this work, and we're going to pray for you a bit more specifically. But I bless you with the richness and the design and the fruitfulness and effectiveness of incarnational living. And we bless every single person in this church to birth, to have that seed, that word of truth birth, to the role that we all have to play in bringing good news, genuine, authentic good news to the world and the communities we live in. Amen.